Diablo 4 has arrived. As the forces of hell gather, only you can stand in their way. Journey across the expansive open world of Sanctuary. Choose from 5 powerful classes, then progress them to fit your playstyle. Adventure with your friends in up to 4-player co-op with cross-play and cross-progression on all platforms. Welcome to hell. Diablo 4, available now. Rated M for mature. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
Hey guys, welcome back to Sphincter Anarchy. I have such a wonderful guest today, and this brand is so raved about, and rightfully so. So without further ado, I want to introduce you guys to the chief marketing ambassador and just a brand ambassador for Elta MD, Echo Sandberg. So welcome to the show, Echo. I'm so excited to have you here.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, I've been really looking forward to hosting the brand because, as everyone knows, that's a big skin, you know, a skin nerd like I am. Elta MD is kind of, you know, on the top of the game when it comes to everything SPF, and you guys have such lovely products. So I would love to have you tell us how the brand really kind of came to fruition and how things really started.
Yeah, Thanks for being a fan. I really think Elta MD is such a special brand to be a part of. And there's a really, you know, interesting story about how the brand got started. And it was really the founder was an entrepreneur, and he had gone to Switzerland, and he actually discovered the initial product in the line. And it was a healing ointment that had been used and passed along through farmers. And so he was able to work to bring that product to the U.S. because he could see the healing benefits and properties of the product, and work to bring it to the U.S. market. And then, you know, realized that there was an opportunity to further improve and develop the product. And starting from the original healing cream, the brand, he launched the brand called Elta Medical at the time. And it was a medical wound healing and skincare line that was actually dispensed and sold in hospitals and medical facilities across the U.S.
I love that. And yeah, I mean, it definitely comes through as a medical brand because, I mean, obviously the quality is really, really great. And I'm very curious when brands that are so focused on like just true skin health, when they come out and they're so like popular, you know, in the normal consumer markets, I would love to hear your take on that, especially since you are a marketing expert, like how that has been, like the journey of getting people to understand, like, you know, just how science driven and, you know, at the core, how much science is at the core of Elta MD and like everything you guys create. So I'd love for you to talk to us about how that's been marketing it to Gen Z, marketing it to millennials, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And I think it kind of goes back to the beginning. So it's been over 30 years that, you know, Elta, which is now Elta MD, has been really creating this wonderful innovation. And so moving from the wound care and skincare products and really having that expertise and that that heritage in healing really helped the team at the time to take that expertise and start to expand out. And it was in 1999, that's when the first Elta sunscreen at the time was launched. And I really think that the team was ahead of its time, and, you know, zinc oxide was a key ingredient that was used in the very first sunscreen. And yeah, you know, talking about consumers and people today, that's you know, definitely an ingredient that people love and seek. And part of that, not only the protection benefits that you can get from it, there's also, you know, as an ingredient, there's so many wonderful healing properties of that. And so when from the original sunscreen, You know, later on, the brand grew into Elta MD and the sunscreens that you know and love, and the brand is known for today. They were very, and we like to call it cosmetically elegant. So
yeah.
The fact that you could have sunscreen that gave you such good protection,
yeah.
but it was so wearable. And
yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, it's something we talk with our dermatologist partners about all the time. And a key reason that people will not protect themselves, because the numbers are pretty shocking. It's only 10% of Americans that wear sunscreen every day. Key
wow.
reason is because you have that white cast, and no one wants to have that look and that feel on the skin.
Right. Yeah. And also it's that heaviness too, right? Echo, it's like everyone's like, you know, whenever I talk to people, they're like, well, sunscreen for me just feels like a whole face of makeup. And it's like, well, no, you have to look for the right brand. And I know you guys have a product that I absolutely love. It's the Invisible formulation, and it's very light. And I think all of your products are actually very light and very easy to wear. And, you know, so like, how was that in terms of formulation? Did you guys have to shift your formulas around a lot? Or was it just something that, you know, the brand knew initially that we have to create something that everyone can easily, you know, wear and not feel it on their face?
Yeah, I think that was something that was from the beginning, that it's not only we want people to wear it, but you're not going to wear it if you can see it. And I think exactly what you're saying, that you don't want it to feel sticky and goopy. And if you can't feel it, and I think that's one of the biggest compliments that, and we, you know, we did as a marketer, we did some work with the people that use our products, and a chameleon was one way that people described the products, because it's there, but you can't see it, you can't feel it. And so, yeah, it's I really give so much credit to the original formulators that made these great products that your skin loves and you want to wear. And I think that's the other, you know, the other key thing beyond the wearability and the cosmetic elegance is there's so many great skincare ingredients. And because Elta MD is really known for these for facial sunscreens today, that there's niacinamide and UV Clear. UV Clear is the hero one that that's probably the one that you love and wear, because so many people can wear it, and it's for acne prone skin and oily skin, and it's almost like the torture test that if you can wear a sunscreen that's not going to break you out, because that's another reason why so many people with that skin type won't protect their skin. And with, you know, with the products, you're actually in improving your skin. So I think that's such a great benefit to so many people.
Absolutely. No, I really think that, you know, it's nowadays it should be almost like a staple to have sunscreen be so easy to, you know, incorporate into everyone's routine, right? Especially with the rise of male beauty and the rise of men really coming into the skincare space and saying, hey, you know, we want to take care of our skin too. You know, I think that that's a huge point that I've heard, at least as feedback, that people just want something that's easy to wear and no one's going to comment on their skin and be like, oh, I see you're wearing something different today, you know, like just it shouldn't be noticeable. Yeah. So that's huge. You know, that's a huge, huge thing and a huge accomplishment. One thing I wanted to really ask you though, was that, you know, I keep getting mixed information, I feel like, because a lot of dermatologists tell me anything above SPF 30 is, you don't need it, you know, but then I noticed that Elta has most of the products are SPF 40, SPF 50. And you know, that makes me feel good as a consumer, because I feel like my skin is protected and I don't need to like keep slathering it on more often than I need to. Right. So I would love for you to talk to us about that. Like why, if there's a reasoning behind the amount of SPF production.
Yeah, definitely. There's definitely a brand standard that we have, that the products that we make are at 30 SPF and above, and that's standard with the guidelines. And that's what you'll hear a dermatologist say, is that use a broad spectrum SPF that's 30 SPF or above, and that's really where you're going to get that core benefit. So it's important for us that we formulate to be at 30 or higher. And you do get some benefit as you go higher. But it 30 is the most dramatic, and really, you know, going above 50, it's not necessary. But you know, what's interesting is, you know, as it's to consumers, to your point, sometimes you think, oh, the higher the better, and so you see a lot of products that are very, very high SPF. But I think it's more, you know, helping people feel good about it. But you know what, how we are, how we talk about our SPF, so it's got to be at least 30, to give that protection. And then, you know, we're labeling, our formulas as tested. So I know that's something that's a little, different or unique, because, you know, again, the hero, product UV Clear is SPF 46. But just, giving that transparency, within the products that we have.
Absolutely. No, that makes sense. And, you know, I think that as long as it's not SPF 150 or something crazy, you know, like, I don't think there's a huge red flag there. One thing I'm really, really curious about is that EltaMD has a lot of really cool products that are for post-procedure skin. And I really love that, because I don't think enough brands are doing that at all. And I think especially after things like, as I'm sure you know, laser procedures or anything that we get done, like, we want to make sure our skin is more protected than normal. So when it comes to the post-procedure products in the line, what really kind of goes behind that in terms of like the data collection, the formulation? Do you like, you know, work with dermatologists to create that more specifically than other products? I mean, just what's the process?
Yeah, so it's important that, you know, we're getting information, and we have, you know, dermatologists that are working directly with us on all the products that we do, whether it's our sun care, our skin care, or our procedure care. But when it comes to procedure care, so I love that you called that out, because I think it's one of the best kept secrets in a way. And you know, we come, it's where the brand started, was in and Elta, again, Elta is the brand before EltaMD, had this extended line of wound care products. And so the products are really designed to address the various phases of wound healing. And so they can be used, and there's, you know, various protocols based around the procedures that you're doing. And they could be more aesthetic based procedures like lasers, or be more medical procedures like Mohs surgery. And, you know, one of the products that we have, so within the line, we have what's called 510K medical devices. And that would be like our EltaMD Silver Gel or our Derma Wound Cleanser. And the Silver Gel is such almost a magical product that, you know, a lot of our Mohs surgeons love to use. When you have, you know, a procedure like that, or, you know, there can be risk of bacteria and actually something negative happening with the wound healing process. And so it has very strong antimicrobial properties to make sure that it's all about getting the best healing, so that you can have the best results from your procedure overall.
Well, I believe that silver nitrate is used a lot, especially in pediatric patients too, for skin conditions, like as an antimicrobial agent. So that makes sense. It uses silver, right? You said silver, isn't there?
That's correct. Yes. It's 55 ppm silver. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. And that's actually brilliant. You know, I'm glad that they have that. And I noticed that you guys have a wound cleaning, you know, product, which is so amazing to me to see that from a mainstream skincare brand, because, you know, there, I feel like a lot of times on TikTok or even just social media in general, I'll see people like, you know, those like self extractions that they're always doing and stuff. And I'm like watching that and like cringing, like, oh my gosh, because the trauma of what happens after you do that at home. You know, at least there's a brand out there that you can be like, okay, let me apply something on top of this so I don't get infected, you know. And so that's huge, you know, and it's really important to bring light to that, those products that are in the line, because there are a few, you know, there are a few, and there's not a lot out there in terms of other brands having this kind of stuff. One thing I want to ask.
I was going to say, just one thing based off of what you're saying. So I have a 11-year-old and a 9-year-old too. And they, is for as efficacious as these, you know, the two that you just mentioned are Derma Wound Cleanser and Silver Gel. And those both are medical devices. They are super gentle on the skin. And so when you have, even at home, we're using it, to treat minor cuts and burns, and it cleans it everything up, and it helps to promote the healthy healing, and it doesn't sting. So that's another winner, especially if you have kids.
Oh yeah, no, I can imagine because you know, I remember, you know, being a millennial person. Like I remember when everyone had to fight, you know, to get the sunscreen on the little one. You know, I have a brother who's 10 years younger than me, and my mother used to always be like, "I don't care if you're brown, you still need sunscreen," and he used to fight her, you know, every time we would go to the beach. So I really like that it's formulated in a way that's really compatible with like family use. You know, that's huge. And that's something that I think in the skincare industry, we don't talk about a lot. You know, we have a lot of products out there that are for women, you know, specifically, or if you're aging or if this, but then it's very rare to have brands that are like, well, we can fit everybody regardless of age, you know, and that's, and the fact that you guys are doing that in such a subtle way, I really, you know, appreciate that as a consumer.
Well, and that's, you know, the brand belief is that we believe that everybody, and it's intentionally, you know, everybody, because that everybody deserves to live freely. And part of that is to know that yet you're protected, which gives you the confidence to be free. And, you know, you talked about men earlier, and what I love to see is the inclusivity of the user. So every single person should be wearing sunscreen. So a lot of men will use our product. Men love our cleanser, foaming facial cleanser, which is a great gentle foaming cleanser, all ages. And we just launched a product called UV Stick. We just launched that in January. And for kids, for people on the go, for golfers, it's super convenient. That's another way to sort of address and make it easy for people to be sun safe. And you know, with kids, sometimes it can be a fun stopper. You're, you know, in the middle of doing something really great and someone's reminding you to put on sunscreen. So, you know, we want to make it as pleasurable of an experience as possible.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I know the product you're talking about, the UV stick. I love it. I absolutely love it. It's such a cool product to have in your purse because, you know, I especially like recently, like I did this 12-hour drive and I was sitting there thinking like, you know, just you have so much time to think on a drive. And I was thinking, I'm like, no, like there need to be more products that you can just apply while you're driving and it's still safe. Like, you know, because most sunscreens you have to like squirt in your hand and whatnot, but like you have to be able to reapply easily, you know, regardless of where you are. And I'm not condoning, you know, driving and applying sunscreen, by the way, to everyone listening, but this is definitely something that makes it easier, you know, especially if you're busy. I mean, I know you mentioned the children aspect, but it's like, you know, for me as somebody who's always tied up in my day job, you know, forgetting to apply every 2 hours if I'm going outside, that's, you know, it happens a lot. So this is a really, really cool product. I'm glad you guys came out with this.
Well, I'm super impressed that you are reapplying, especially being on the road. And you've probably seen that famous photo of a truck driver, and it was half of his face was always exposed with his daily job, and the other half wasn't. And you can see the visible difference of the damage from the sun. So I'm super impressed that you were being very mindful on your road trip.
Thank you. No, thank you so much. Yeah, I honestly, you know, I think it makes it worse. I'm not even going to lie. I don't know if there's any studies out there, so I'm not going to like say it, but I feel like when you're driving and that windshield and the glass, the light that's coming through is just, it's coming through at different angles. I don't know. I just have my own like hypothesis, you know, around it. Because I swear my face feels hotter after I've been in a car. And even if the air conditioning is on, like I can feel it, you know, it's like almost like direct sunlight beaming on your face. So I think it's really important for us to be mindful when we're, you know, out and about, and especially behind certain types of glass or certain types of transparent things, because we don't know how light refracts through them. And there's not, I don't think there's information out there about, you know, if there's a difference or not, right? So it's better to be safe than sorry.
Absolutely.
Yeah. One question. Okay. So another question I have is that, you know, I know that the line is known for its, obviously the SPF and the amazing products, but you guys have really good, just everyday skincare products. I know that there's this amazing PM moisturizer. I've been loving that moisturizer. I would love to for you to speak on those kind of products as well, in terms of incorporating those into your routine, because they're very simple. Like, I feel like it's like a three-step routine for the most part, right? So
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's, one from the beginning, it's what are the basics that you need in your skincare routine to have really great skin? And, if you talk to your skin professional, they're going to tell you if you're going to get started, because everybody is different in what they can bring in, incorporate into their routine. But it's going to be a cleanser and a sunscreen. Like, that's how you would get started. And I mentioned earlier the L10D foaming facial cleanser, and that it's such a great gentle sun excuse me cleanser that works for all different skin types. So it can be hard with sensitive skin, again, finding products that could irritate. So a lot of people will gravitate to this for the gentleness. But what's so special, if you haven't gotten a try, you should definitely try. And I love there was a an influencer in China that coined this, but it has a self-foaming formula. And so what happens is you put it onto your face, and then you let it sit there, and then it does the self-foaming. And it's so visually it's very fun experience, if you could say fun when you're cleansing. But he described it as fish kisses on your face, because you actually feel the bubbles starting to build and foam on your face. And what's even better about that is that there's actually some technology there. So the bubbles, as it's foaming on your face, is actually helping to remove the pollution and all of your day that's been on your skin, and prevent that reoccurrence. So there's actually some science there that's happening, but it's such a fun, inviting cleanser. And beyond the cleanser, like you're talking about PM therapy, which is one of my favorite moisturizers as well. You've got these great, if you go cleanser, sunscreen, and then moisturizers, like your next step, you might add in really powerful moisturizers that you can pair well with the sunscreen. So if you're a UV daily users love to use PM therapy as part of their moisture that fits into their full skincare routine.
Yeah, no, it's a really great product. I really enjoy the three-step routine. Like, I've been using the cleanser, which you described, and then I tried obviously the PM therapy, and there's also a serum that's there, the skin recovery serum that I've been using. And they're really, really great, and it's really like a easy routine, and I think it's just so perfectly made for like anyone to drop, like just hop on board of this and just kind of take, just be able to use it every single day. I've been suggesting it to a lot of my male friends because, men I think are more, they gravitate more towards like these like science heavy brands because they're like, well, why am I going to use this, right? And that's the question I get. It's like, well, why do I need this? And then if I'm able to say, well, listen, your skin is, it needs to be protected, like they're more inclined when I tell them the science. And so I love that you guys have these products, but they're not like bombarding someone, when they're on the page, like trying to find the right skincare routine. It's really cool.
Yeah, the serum that you tried, so that's our skin recovery serum. What's great about that is the science team on this one is over 10 years that they were developing the complex that goes into this. And there's a lot of people, and you talk about, again, what simple routines of this is great for men. Skin barrier damage can show up in a lot of different ways on the face. And so this is really, helping to make sure that your barrier is as strong as it needs to be and as healthy as it needs to be. But we also did some studies showing skin recovery system standalone, and also pairing it with our sunscreens. And what was really great about this, because if you're getting sun damage, that's damaging your skin barrier. And because of the fact that people there's a gap in people wearing sunscreen every day, and there's definitely an even bigger gap in reapplication. And so what the data was able to show with the skin recovery is that if you're, you know, you're using your sunscreen in the morning, but you perhaps you didn't, you know, reapply throughout the day, it's actually helping to repair. And, you know, you can see underneath the surface what's a little bit invisible if you start to see that, you know, damage that comes from UV. So that was pretty powerful for me personally to see what's happening underneath our skin. Yeah. And, you know, we were able to show that it's helping to repair that, which I think is, you know, pretty powerful for anyone because there's such, you know, such challenges with, you know, hyperpigmentation and other issues caused by UV induced damage.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's, I did a few episodes with dermatologists and plastic surgeons, and this idea always kept coming up was this, you know, this concept of microtraumas for the skin, because, you know, skin, it's an organ where, you know, we have damage every day. And like most organs, it's not seen till something really drastic occurs. Right. So like when it comes to microtraumas, I think there's not a lot known about it, or it's not talked about enough, because I really think, honestly, like I'm telling you, if we talked more about it, like in the sense of like, even if you can't see it, like you're still breaking bonds, your skin is still being damaged, people would really gravitate even more towards sunscreen, because it's really like the same thing as someone saying, well, I'm ripping this, you know? So if you break bonds, just for everyone listening out there, if you're breaking certain like chemical bonds, or you're, you know, causing some sort of like tissue damage on a microscopic level, it's the same thing as, you know, especially with the skin, like you're ripping something apart, like a piece of cloth or something. That's, you know, for me, that's how I visualize it. And, you know, I just think that there's not enough like schematics or something out there, you know, to help people understand this, because it's a real problem. And the skin is the only organ that undergoes such trauma every single day. Like no other organ goes through this. Like, you know, everything else is protected. So yeah, it's a huge, huge topic.
No, I love that. Yeah. I want to go back with the team and think about how we could support that, because I think that's so important. And like you're saying, you know, your skin is the only organ that's protected, is your largest. And, you know, the skin is protecting you. So it's doing so much for us. So we need to take care of it and help it out a bit. But I love that concept.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And thank you. I actually want to ask you, though, Echo, I know that like the brand, it has been raved about by every editor. Like I had in the beginning of Skincare Anarchy, I had some editors on, and every time I would ask them like, what are your five favorite products, they would always mention Elta MD, like always, like it was hallmark. And I want to ask you about that, because a line like this, you know, when I look at it, I'm like, every doctor's office, every dermatologist's office needs to have this available, you know, as like an option for their patients. But then when it comes to like mainstream, just the, you know, mainstream consumer markets, and then people reading, you know, beauty magazines, like how has that been from a marketing perspective for you guys? Like, has it been kind of easy? Like people just picked up on it naturally? I mean, you have great products, so I can see that happening, or has there been a lot of outreach that you've had to do to like really educate, you know, the public about how these products are revolutionizing things?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a number of things. And I still think, for as many people that are in the know, and when you're mentioning editors, you're mentioning dermatologists, of course, they're in the know. So, you know, dermatologists absolutely know Elta-MD. Elta-MD is the number one recommended, trusted, and used, which I think is the most exciting, actually. It's the number one professional sun care brand that dermatologists in the U.S. are deciding to use for their own skin. So I think that's pretty powerful. And that, of course, you know, comes back to products and everything that we talked about by, you know, being really breakthrough and innovative by zinc-based sunscreen that had skincare benefits, that was protecting your skin and is super wearable. So that started with products that sort of built buzz with the profession. And then, you know, people do listen to their derms, which is wonderful. And you know, some of it started where you have, you know, celebrities like Drew Barrymore, Kourtney Kardashian, and others, that they heard about Elta-MD from their dermatologist. So it really shows you again the power of listening to your dermatologist. They tried it and they loved it. And so, you know, a lot of the buzz came organically. And what's wonderful about that is then their audience maybe people that have never gone to their skin professional before. And right. They've, you know, never tried professional skincare. And so that there's kind of twofold, that it can really help people, you know, figure out a routine and products that work for them. And so what we do as a brand is we really try to, fuel, you know, organic love that's out there and recognize and thank people when they're talking about the brand. We do outreach to introduce when we have new products or new things coming. Next month is May, and yeah. May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month. And it's something that, you know, we're very passionate about what we can do, to help raise awareness and education. And I think there's a little bit of a shift from my perspective, definitely different from when I was growing up, where people, although there's such an opportunity, people are understanding more and thinking more about the importance of sunscreen, and realize, to your point, there's some great options that people have that maybe there weren't there in the past. And I think social media has been actually wonderful, because you see a lot of dermatologists that have taken to being online to try to reach people with really good and incredible information. And yeah. part of that is you need to wear sunscreen every day. So that, you know, that there's a momentum around that helps us as a brand. And, you know, we work to continue to build and support that.
I love that. I really love that. And I love that you brought up the idea of how celebrities really play into this, I guess the trend setting aspect of, you know, using good skin health products. I mean, that's such a huge point, and I've never really thought about it like that, where, you know, you have someone like Kourtney Kardashian and she's talking about dermatologists. That's so true. Like, I remember when I was first getting acne as a teenager, like the idea of a dermatologist, like my parents were just completely confused. You know, they were like, a dermatologist? Why do you need to go to a dermatologist? Because I had like done my homework and whatnot. And now I feel like we're still dealing with that, but we just don't see it. You know, I think a lot of people, there's a lot more people out there that don't know. Because when I go on to Reddit, for example, I always bring this up, but it's true, because I'm literally on Reddit all day, looking at these forums in my free time, and people are still confused about, well, what is this? Is this acne? Like, what is it? Should I be using SPF? Do I even need sunscreen? Like, these kind of questions are everywhere on Reddit. And so it just makes me think, like, how far have we come, right? With this, like, education aspect and the knowledge aspect, and getting it out there to the people that are not on, you know, every magazine's website checking what they do, or every, you know, dermatologist. Like, these are just everyday, you know, people that don't have time to, like, spend 3 hours on the internet, you know, looking up what to do for their skin. So what is your suggestion? Like, how can we reach people like that, you know, in terms of like getting the name out there, getting the word out there? Because, you know, I'm still trying to figure that out. For me, I just go onto Reddit forums and like start talking. Like, it's really bad.
Well, I mean, it's complicated, right? It's our skin is complicated and wonderful, and it changes, you know, based off of different factors. Internal and external factors in our life. So that makes it challenging when you have something that's not static, and it continues to change, you know, as you age as well. So that I think is difficult. And for as much as, you know, people are enthusiasts about skincare and wanting to learn and study more, there's, you know, there's real life and other things, and it's super complicated. So, yeah. You know, I think it's, go to, you know, listen to experts. And that's, again, why we as a brand do try to help lift up the voice of the profession, so that these conversations can happen outside of the office as well, and reach more people. And then, you know, maybe that brings them in into an office. And again, you know, when we do, you know, we do try to, like, last year we worked with a bigger name. We worked with Brooke Shields with Skin Cancer Awareness Month, and she was also a skin cancer survivor. And so she could tell, you know, her personal experience around it. And so you know, that again is trying to help people is going to look for credible, you know, trusted sources. And what I love is I love the formats actually of video and in podcasts, and there's, you know, there's ways that you can, you know, people could listen to you. And I've done that. I've loved your show and learned so much listening to some of your episodes, but these are, you know, really accessible ways that you can listen to this while you're doing something else and learn something new.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. I know that was a very tricky question too, because I'm like asking you for the answer to a question that we really all don't know, you know, your answer. Thank you for being such a good sport with that. I just get frustrated, I think, when I look at, you know, all the Reddit users and stuff, and everyone's just like, I'm like, guys, just go pick up a bottle of sunscreen, like, you know, just go and protect yourself. So, you know, I think it's really important to get the word out there. And I love that AltaMD is working so hard to bring in the right people in terms of influence and, you know, reach, because, you know, the more people we can get, even if I feel like even if we can get the word out that just put on sunscreen from the dermatology standpoint, that will be a huge accomplishment for the profession, you know, because not like I said, a lot fewer people are actually doing that than we care to admit. And, you know, I think a brand like this is, for me, it brings the focus right where it should be. That's what I think for me really drew me into AltaMD. And I was like chasing your calendar for so long because I was like, I need to get them on, because the brand, yeah, you have a lot of great products and the skin products, but the focus is still always on the sunscreen. And that's something that we don't see enough of, you know, in the beauty markets and the skincare markets and even the health and wellness markets, is just this dedicated approach to this is the stuff that you need for preventative care. You know, and that's really where it comes down to, is the idea of preventative care. And if you look at it from a dermatology standpoint, the first thing, in my opinion, I mean, I've gone to a lot of dermatologists, I have colleagues, but I always tell them, like, if I were you and if dermatology were my specialty, the first thing I would say is, let me first ask you what sunscreen you wear, because that would tell me. You know what I mean? And so, like, if we can get people on a point where it's like, that's just something you tell your doctor automatically, that's huge. You know, that's real change. So I really appreciate what you guys are doing in that space. Now, I do have one more question for you, and that is just for our listeners, as like a go-to quick guide. If you were to, like, I guess, recommend products for like different ages, like, would there be a difference in what products we should try from the brand, or can we use, anybody can use any of the products?
Well, so it depends. So there, some people will say, well, why do you have so many different sunscreens? And we do have so many because it's personal and your needs can be different by your life stage, your skin condition, your climate, where you are. So, and your lifestyle as well. Because, you know, I love the sunscreen wardrobe. So I personally, you know, as one individual, I have my everyday sunscreen that I like to wear, which is, UV Restore, and it helps to improve sun damage and fine lines and wrinkles. So I wear that every day. But then I use a product called UV Elements that's super moisturizing and hydrating, but it also is water resistant as well. So I use that on weekends when I'm out, or, you know, especially if I'm at the beach or by the water. And then I have a full body product that I'm using as well. So I personally am using, and then across my family, everybody has their favorites. And so we have different tints available. We have different textures available. So part of this is finding what works for you. We have, if you go to altamd.com, we actually have our digital skincare partner. Her name is Elise. You can chat with Elise, and she will give you a personalized recommendation based off of your skin needs. So it can help direct you to the various products. And, you know, I always say try. And when you order on our website, we actually send free samples with the order, so you can figure out what's going to be the best match for you, because the best sunscreen is going to be the one that you wear every day. And so, yes, there are different different products for different needs, which could be age as well. For example, your skin may get drier as you age, but we have the variety of products there just so that you can find one that you'll fall in love with.
I love that. Thank you for explaining that. Yeah, so everyone listening, the best way to do this is to go onto the website, EltaMD's website, and just browse their products. They really do. I mean, Echo is not lying when she says there's something for everyone here, because there really is. I mean, you know, sunscreen has to become, I mean, I feel like sunscreen has to become more like, I guess, you could say sexy, you know what I mean? I don't know if that's the right word, but like, you know, like serums, right? Everyone wants a serum. But I think when you're shopping for sunscreen, you need to have everything in one place where you can really like figure it out. And EltaMD has done that so well on the website. So everyone listening, I really urge you, go check them out. I mean, this is my favorite brand for sunscreen. That this is what I'm using from now on. I'm not going to be going back to my others because they were not working for me for a variety of reasons. But I've absolutely fallen in love with all the products. So Echo, thank you so much for your time and just all the knowledge and coming onto the show. It's been such an honor hosting you.
Thank you for having me. I had a blast.
Thank you. And everyone listening, I will tag everything in the concept art for this episode. Please, please, please leave us your feedback, any questions you have for Echo's team. I will definitely pass them along. We want to hear from you guys. If you have any questions about sunscreen, SPF, the science of it, I'm happy to always do the digging and get some answers. And if I don't know it, then I'll find somebody who does. So I really urge you guys, give us some feedback, send us some questions, and I will be back next time. Thank you so much.